Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, around the world, via the internet and satellite too. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals out there in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. That's Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California to get things started out is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. Now, we got a big crowd here tonight. All right, yep. Thanks, guys. We got a big crowd here tonight, and you know why?
Why's that?
The Buccaneers are playing at home Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. And I saw people last night coming and going out of the hotels right here behind us with both Atlanta Falcon jerseys on and Tampa Bay Buccaneer jerseys on. So we're going to have a sellout crowd again this weekend.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got to start out with the big news here in my area tonight and also nationally in some circles to people that are following this, and that is the missing young girl, Gabby Petito, who was living with her boyfriend down in Northport, Florida, which is about 60 miles south of me from where I'm sitting right now. And there's been a new development, and this is a major development. First of all, the police, the Northport police, went to the door, knocked on the door yesterday. Apparently they had a search warrant. They were looking for the young man. I don't know if they were going to take him in for questioning or what they were going to do, but they definitely searched the house, and they went out and searched his car, and one of the police officers was spotted with a big manila envelope with something in it, an evidence envelope is what it was, and he apparently was not there and has not been there for several days. Now, the one rumor we heard was that he'd been gone since Tuesday. This is not a good sign when you know you're the prime suspect the person of interest in the disappearance of your girlfriend. This is just not a good sign.
It is not a good sign, Captain, and America's heart just continues to break tonight as this news just continues to get worse, it seems. you know, time is of the essence. Gabby Petito is missing, and the one person, presumably on planet Earth, who would have even the slightest idea of where to start looking, has now disappeared himself. Even his attorney confirming that they don't know his whereabouts. The parents somehow telling the police yesterday on Friday that he's been gone since Tuesday. I would think that might have been something they might have wanted to even call the police about at that point.
You would think.
So this continues to get more convoluted. But, yes, I think the police were there to question him, perhaps even take him into custody, and certainly look for any kind of evidence as to what might have happened. Sometimes, you know, because he's represented by counsel, sometimes they want to control the surrender and this kind of thing. But I think I don't think his lawyers even know where he is at this point.
No, and because of where they were at, they were out in the wilderness, out in the a national forest, which was more like a national rock desert, if you will. It's possible that she could have had an accident or something, and he panicked and didn't know what to do or whatever. Again, I'm speculating, not knowing what I'm talking about here, but I'm just thinking to myself, it might have scared the bejesus out of the young man, and all he knew to do was drive off if she had fallen over a cliff or something, you know, whatever. Or maybe he pushed her. Remember, they were arguing.
Right, they were arguing, and there's about an hour-long police body cam video that shows the encounter that they had with police near Arches National Park in Utah, in which they questioned the two of them, and they separated them for that night. Now, after they got back together, we don't know exactly what happened, but they were traveling across the country making videos as she was trying to start a blog or a video log, basically, and so they were going around filming themselves at these different places and having fun, but now, of course, you know, we don't even begin to know where to look at this point.
No, and it is tragic, and this suspect, this young man, I'm sure he's on every picture, every bus station, airport, train station, whatever, all across the country, but the FBI definitely has entered into this, and they are definitely looking for him right now. There's no more maybe, sort of, kind of. They are definitely looking for him. Brian Laundrie is his name, L-A-U-N-D-R-I-E, and if you want to find out more, all you got to do is Google the name on the internet, and boom, there he is. His picture will pop up, but the police are definitely looking. Now, when we come back, folks, we're going to get back on the track here. General Milley fired back today. Yep, he fired back today. I'll let you know what that means when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Mr. Announcer Guy, we'll take it away. This first segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, you know, you've been hearing me talk about Relief Factor for about 6 years now because I take the product and it works for me and I believe in it. And it's helped a lot of people that I have turned on to Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time because I still have a problem with my left foot, ankle, and leg swelling up, and that's because of the problems that I have from my injuries from the World Trade Center, which are still healing, I might add. They had to go in there and surgically work on me here a while ago to try to correct something else that was gone wrong, and right, so far so good is all I can say, but it still is doing a little swelling. But the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going straight to the source. Now, what's amazing about this is I've had, like, maybe my wrist hurts because I've had arthritis in my wrist from having broken it a couple times. My shoulder hurts every now and then from the same thing, from having broken it. And, again, a problem with arthritis there. My back, I've broken not once but twice, and my spine has been fused. But anyway, when I have some other pains and I take the Relief Factor, it stops. It stops. It's unbelievable how it works. And it's 100% drug-free. That's the best part, 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients in it, the botanical and fish oil product, 100% natural, will definitely help you with products that you need to have, proteins that you need to have in your body. And it also will support healthy joints, muscles, and it helps you to get back to normal again by just stabilizing all your problems. Now, it only costs $19.95, and that's the three-week quick start, $19.95, to get it all going. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it started, and you'll be thanking me when it works for you. Again, no drugs at all in it, all natural. And Kyle Warren, all you got to do is lose pain, right?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Yep. Now, General Milley has fired back at everybody that's yelling at him. The Joint Chiefs Chairman broke his silence on the secret China calls during the Trump administration, saying that it was just a normal way that they did things, et cetera, et cetera. Well, normal, perhaps, but you couldn't call the big boys without telling the president and or the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State that you were going to do it.
Well, that's right. And you got to, you know, again, it all sort of adds up. Now, of course, this is being told about in a book, but the way that everybody's reacting to this now, and especially General Milley, you know, it seems to all make sense. But that being said, you're right. You don't have these things occurring outside of the chain of command. You don't have it occurring outside of the knowledge of the elected civilian government of the United States. I can't believe we have to point that out to General Milley.
Well, we know that the Assistant Secretary of State, who he said gave him permission, the Assistant Secretary of Defense, who he said knew, and the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI director, none of the three knew that he was making these calls just on the cuff. None of them.
Exactly. That's what's so scary about it. And, of course, Captain, if you simply put the shoe on the other foot, if the generals were doing this to Joe Biden, you better believe that the different networks and so forth, I mean, this would hit a critical mass in the media before you could say anything.
Now, we also heard from the DOD yesterday, and in particular General McKenzie, the commander of CENTCOM, saying that they'd made a terrible mistake when they had that Afghan drone strike, killing no ISIS-K members, only civilians, and seven of the people that were killed were children.
And that is such a horrible, horrible thing, isn't it? But of course, they took the shot basically that day. So now, of course, with looking at it afterwards, it begs the question: you know, how did they make such a horrible mistake? And they could say it's the fog of war or this kind of thing, but they've got to get to the bottom of it. And who okayed it, basically.
Yeah. Now, what was yesterday, the 17th? What was yesterday?
Well, I think it would be the Constitution Day.
And it was also something else. National POW MIA Recognition Day.
That's right. You're right about that.
Yep. So, Constitution Day, the 234th version of it, once known as Citizenship Day, imagine that, which commemorates the U.S. Constitution, because on that day, September the 17th in 1787, the delegates to the Constitutional Convention met for the last time to sign the document that they had created.
That's right. That's right. They created 1787, went into effect, I think, 1789, but it was a long, arduous process. And it's really stood the test of time. And, Captain, it's so ridiculous to see people trying to literally tear it down. That's what we see happening around us.
Well, most people don't even know what it is and what it means.
That's true.
They're not being taught that anymore.
Well, that's right. Or they hear a sound bite about it, and they just, oh, well, that's unconstitutional, or that shouldn't be in the Constitution, or this kind of thing. But they don't have a clear sort of cogent...
Yeah.
Understand what it's about.
And I have heard people recite the Declaration of Independence thinking that it's the Constitution.
Right. Well,
that's even crazier.
Well, right. Well, unfortunately, I mean, in some cases, I think there, you know, you'll have young people learning about things in school, but in the back in the day, you had civics class. So people had a good understanding of what the founding documents were all about, why they were so special, and why they set us apart in the history of planet Earth in so many ways.
Now, I got to mention something here, too, because this again happened a few hours ago down in Texas. You've seen that bridge by Del Rio, Texas, right?
Yes, yes.
And over 11,000 people under the bridge, right?
Yes.
Waiting for the opportunity to come across and come in. Now, the majority of those people are all from Haiti. Did you know that?
I did, yes.
And, okay. So the Customs and Border Patrol just closed the Del Rio crossing to normal traffic. No one will come in to try to get into the United States that way. If they do, they'll be sent right back across where they came from. Now they're going to tell. Now they've told them they got to go 57 miles further east to a place called Indian Pass, which is I've been there, or Eagle Pass, which is a place where I've been before. It's a large trucking terminal that's there, a large place where trucks come back and forth across the border, and that's where they're going to have to go. So they're going to have to walk over there if they want to do that. Otherwise, they're not getting in. And get this. The reluctantly, I might add, immigration officials have realized that they've got way, 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 way too many Haitians in here for the wrong reasons, not vaccinated. It's just a huge problem. They're going to send them back to Haiti.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, the conditions, Captain, of having that many people congregated in one place who just came across the border are pretty deplorable, we understand.
And when they asked them why they all came en masse to the border, they said, well, because we'll get a free education, we'll get a free house, we'll get free employment and get trained if we can't find a job. And if not, they'll give us money to live and food and this, that, and the other. You should have heard the list of things they were talking about. And that sounded like the Democrats have been down there and said, come on over, here's what we'll do.
Well, that's right. I was just going to say, it seems like the Democrat messaging is 100% on target here. And that's really, trying to be funny, but it's not really funny. It is absolutely devastating. And so now you see what the consequence of all this is. And so President Biden, Vice President Harris, the Biden administration, they've got to realize that the people watching this on the news, they see exactly what's happening. They're not sitting there clapping and applauding the Biden administration. They're saying, how did this come to be? Yes, people can come to the country, and yes, we encourage people to come to the country, but there's a certain way that you do that. And here you go. And what you just talked about, Captain, is so key. Everything's going to be free. Well, that wasn't the message of America. The message of America is come here, work hard, and you too can become, very well off, and you can live your dreams in America.
Yep, but that's only if you're not a Democrat.
That's right. Yes, you're right.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back. And good morning to Jeff. I see he's chiming in the chat room there. And hello to Richard the Marine up there, raining on the coast of Oregon. So, Richard, you take care up there. And we will be right back. Ron Edwards is going to take us a break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia have formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, National Security spokesperson Emily Horn said that they've been in contact with the French government and are looking for ways to resolve their differences. And the House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill later this month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent a letter to members on Friday informing them that the Senate's trillion-dollar spending package will come to the House floor for a vote on September 27th. The House returns from summer recess on Monday and is expected to continue to work on a $3.5 trillion spending package that Democrats have been working to flesh out. They'll also need to pass a measure to fund the federal government past September 30th, when the current fiscal year ends. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And you know, Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow.com, was in the area this week. He was over in Plant City for the All-Face Pastor Breakfast that they had over there. And I understand that he did a great job over there. Everybody was happy to see him. But the thing of it is, folks, is as an endorser for MyPillow.com, it's my job and my responsibility to tell you about all the great products that he has over there for you to take a look at. And rather than just do what some of the other people are doing, say, well, they got a pillow and you can save $40, or, well, their sheets are 50% off, or you buy one, get one on the whatever it is, you know, different things and all that stuff. I'm just going to tell you this. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the stuff that's there. And when you see it and you want to save the money, because it's going to ask you for a promo code to get the specially reduced price that's there on all the different items, use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. Now, they do have a radio listener specials button there. It's a tab. You'll see it. And when you see it, just click on it. And when you do, it'll open up a page with about 18 to 20 different items on it, all reduced at ridiculously low prices. And I mean ridiculously. You look at it and go, holy smokes. So, again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to use the Internet to order your product and you've got questions and you want to talk to somebody, here's the phone number to call. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 641 800-641-5459. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Help the guy out. He's there for us, and we need to be there for him. All right, and by the way, how's your Giza sheets working out there?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're great. And, again, easy to get, and they're just terrific. So we're looking at more MyPillow stuff now, exactly.
Now, you've heard of the Alphabet Mafia, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
That's Black Lives Matter and the gay and lesbian organization with their letters all put together. And, of course, Joy Reid is the Black MSNBC cultural overseer at the Rachel Maddow plantation, because Rachel runs the rule over there. And soldiers in the alternative lifestyle wing of the BLM LGBTQ plus Alphabet Mafia captured Reid about 4 years ago when a Twitter user unearthed her homo-hostile blog posts from the late 2000s. In other words, she was not one of them, and they said, hey, man, you're going to convert to our side or you're not going to be on television.
Well, you know, it's really difficult to watch a lot of some of the kind of programming that they have, and it's unfortunate, because I think people do tune in trying to find out something about, you know, whatever the topic is that day. But unfortunately, especially when it comes to Joy Reid, it's kind of an unpalatable program.
Well, nobody in their right mind would watch her, because she's so far out there. It's just unbelievable.
Well, and you know, and there's kind of a little thing, I think, as well, that goes along with it, and that is, it's unfortunate, but there is literally nothing that a Republican president, much less Donald Trump, could ever do that would likely garner a, yeah, okay, yeah, we agree with that. You know, always the same.
Now, on the other hand, Bill Maurer, who I'm really thinking has been conservatized, if you will, just absolutely ripped the liberal media apart this week for scaring the, blank out of people over the COVID stuff.
Right. Well, you see, Bill Maher, he's in a very unique position, and he is a very liberal guy. There's no doubt about that. But at the very least, he's calling out these extreme things that are going on, because I think that he sees that's exactly what it is. And his unique position is, when he does call it out, it actually makes the news, and it carries a you know, it's the old saying, oh, only Nixon could go to China, basically. So here's this guy who's able to say things that would never get covered if it wasn't somebody like him saying it.
Now, we have a libertarian mayor in Knox County, Tennessee, who says that he will not comply with the vaccine mandate that Joe Biden's pushing. He says it's illegal. His name is Glenn Jacobs, and he told the Biden administration this week that Knox County, Tennessee, will not comply with what he wants done.
Well, right. I mean, this is where it all begins. I mean, there are other groups and organizations. I saw a headline earlier, Captain, I think 500 firefighters, as a matter of fact, here in the Southland, Southern California, are resisting the vaccine, basically.
Actually the union is, and that and the police union are bringing charges. Or,
right.
I mean, are suing, rather, suing.
Right, exactly. So, in other words, yes, we have a government that administers things, but yeah. if they give an order or an edict, well, that's how we challenge it. We take them to court.
And, you know, Bill Maher did something else. He ripped AOC for for the lie that she had in her dress and about the taxes and her woke rhetoric and all that. He just ripped her a new one.
Well, yeah, he did, and because it was a stunt. And honestly, I mean, you know, AOC has got to figure out, she's a member of Congress.
Yeah, but she's up on ethics charges again over that.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But you see, I don't think that even ever entered into her mind about it, because she thought, well, I'm going to go make this big statement, and here I am in the heart of richness, and I'm going to have tax the rich on here, and you'll have a bunch of people that will say, oh, yes, we much tax tax the rich, and we should tax ourselves more. I think they may even say that in public, but guess what? And then they go after Donald Trump for having great tax lawyers. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. They have great tax lawyers, too.
Yeah, and our president, Joe Baby Boy Biden, has gone away for the weekend again. This time I think he's gone to the beach. Sean Hannity yesterday said, you need to get back to work, pal. There's plenty to do, and you're not doing it.
Right. I think part of that, too, is making sure that Biden gets out of the spotlight and that he's not around, basically. I think this is getting worse in terms of what they even...
Well, Afghanistan is getting worse because more and more people, the numbers, when we get into it here, I've got some numbers in front of you that will blow you away about the people and what they think about Afghanistan and the direction the country's going right now. The majority of the people in the United States, over 70%, believe this country is going in the wrong direction under the leadership of Joe Biden. That is a complete reversal of the way it was under Donald Trump.
Well, that's exactly right, and the proof is in the pudding, and here we are. We're just in September, you know, of the first year of his first term here, and this is a really, really big deal that people in the United States are saying, how much more damage can really be done? And of course, this is why they're hiding him away. This is why they cut the feed from the White House live feed when he starts talking off script. This is why they don't want him to take questions or have such tightly controlled opportunities for questions. This is why the staff in the White House purportedly turns on, mutes the TV when he starts asking questions. They don't want to hear it themselves.
Speaking of the staff, speaking of the White House, speaking of Washington, we have the J6 rally today. going on in Washington, D.C., where they expect about 700 or 800 people to show up. I think it's going to be more than that because I've heard a lot of people talking about going up there because this is to support the people that are locked up and still being held behind bars. We know 642 people got arrested. We talked about it yesterday. We don't know how many people are still being kept in jail, if you will. The National Guard, the Secretary of Defense, gave the city of Washington permission to activate as many as 100 National Guardsmen. They would all be military policemen. The Capitol Police say that they're ready. They've got the fencing back up again. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know, and I have heard, and you have too, that the Democratic troublemakers, once again, are going to be there to try to entice the crowd and get them started.
Yeah, I think this is not it's not a good plan, basically. And yes, unfortunately, I think you're going to have agitators one way or the other who are going to want to try to get something to happen that's big and newsworthy. And I don't think they need that right now. I think that it can only be used as somehow trying to make the case, you see,
yeah.
This is why we need to have a huge crackdown.
Yeah. And there's going to be some Proud Boys there, which, of course, they're the group that got into trouble the last time. I hope they're smarter this time than they were the last time. We'll see. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report will be back with you. Now, we still have all that rain from Nicholas that's still floating around down in the south, but Kyle's got some problems out west, too. He's going to tell you about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. And, of course, they are up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much for doing that for us. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you stop on by and check them out. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, you need to become one, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And by the way, you can just walk right in there to the kiosk and sign right up for free, and you're in like Flynn. Okay, here we go. This is an oldie but goodie, and I'll tell you what, this is a little R&B and a little honky-tonk mixed in there. You're going to like this one.
The woman is
my goodness, that is Melissa Etheridge back in the day. I'm the only one, and you know, everybody likes Black Velvet, and I heard that beat, and the first thing I thought of, Kyle, was, my God, this is Black Velvet on steroids.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, Melissa Etheridge is the real deal. She's a great musician, and that was a big hit, and she had other major hits as well. But yeah, she's definitely, as I said, she's the real deal.
And she was sick with something. What was it?
I think she had cancer. She diagnosed with breast cancer, I think. And this was a while back, but she underwent surgery and chemotherapy, we understand.
Okay. Now, let me read the weather and then turn it over to you, because you're going to have some lingering heavy rain along the central Gulf Coast, another 1 to 3 inches on top of all the rain they've had already. Holy smokes. From Louisiana all the way over to the panhandle of Florida. Now, locally heavy rainfall may bring flash flooding along the central Gulf Coast again today and Saturday, the rest of the day, from southeast Louisiana into the Florida panhandle. A strong cold front will bring heavy rain with the arrival of cooler temperatures in the Northwest through the weekend, and widespread critical fire weather is also due to, because of the dry and gusty winds forecast from the Great Basin through the Northern Plains. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Just earlier on what was my Friday night, but early
Saturday
morning.
Oh, you're
Saturday
hurt. You're yeah.
That's right. Southern California had what was described as by seismologist Lucy Jones over at Caltech as a, quote, pretty ordinary earthquake for the Los Angeles Basin. It was 4.3 on the Richter scale. It was centered in a city called Carson, which is in Southern California.
I know it very well.
That's right. Just a little bit south of LA.
There's a refinery there.
That's right. There are two different refineries there, and that's why there was a little bit of concern about the earthquake, but nothing was wrong with the refineries. In fact, the fire department in Carson went there. They checked everything out, and they reported to the news that everything was A-okay. So that's good. Just a few rattles here and there with the 4.3 earthquake. So all is well, fortunately. So as we go through the west tonight, Captain, we do have a lot of fire weather warnings. This in the area of covering almost all of Montana, most of eastern Wyoming. Again, this is low humidity, high gusty winds possible. This goes all the way down through Bozeman, through southern Idaho, through most of Nevada, mostly the northern half of Nevada, including Reno, and then also in central California, Sacramento and Redding. Also, we're seeing now tonight a wind advisory where we had the freeze warning 24 hours ago in Montana, this near Hamilton, Missoula, Polson, and Kalispell as well. So now what we're going to be seeing, though, coming over the next few days, we're going to continue to see low pressure coming over the area of Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, that area in the north, and then we'll start warming up a little bit more in the area of Southern California, Central California, as we go through the week. And guess what? Looks like Santa Ana winds might be coming their way about a week from now to the Southern California area.
Well, up in Minnesota, Duluth, up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, up north of the Twin Cities, we got ourselves a frost warning up there tonight, and that goes up into Canada, too, as well as the northern upper part, upper peninsula of Michigan. And then I'm going to bring it straight south down to Louisiana, where we still have about 1 to 3 inches of rain expected from southeast Louisiana all the way over into the Florida Panhandle. It just won't stop yet, anyway. And that is Nicholas. Nicholas should be moving away over the weekend, but we'll see. And then we've got Tropical Storm Odette that's sitting up there off the East Coast, moving off to sea. And what it's doing is it's riling up the beaches with the high waves and the rip currents there, because right now, Jersey, Long Island, Cape Cod, up around New Hampshire, up to Maine, everything is all riled up there right now. And they've got everything from high surf warnings to rip tide warnings. You just don't want to get in the water at all, because you're liable to have an adventure if you do. Now, Kyle, it's still hurricane season, right?
That's right.
Well, we've got two systems. One's got a 90% chance of becoming something over the next 48 hours, and it is sitting out there about halfway across the Atlantic, coming towards the Caribbean again. I don't even want to guess on what this might or might not be, but I've been watching some of the early charts, and they have no idea what it's going to do. They think it might make a turn and stay out in the ocean, but they don't know. And then the second one right now has a 30% chance of development over the next 5 days. It's just come off the African coast. But we got to keep our eyes on the tropics, folks, because this isn't going away just yet. We still got until November the 1st to be concerned about this.
Exactly right. And unfortunately, it's still a very active season, and we'll probably see more. But again, that's always it's the heads up to be ready for any of these kinds of eventualities in terms of the hurricane season.
And we haven't had the big one yet.
That's right.
All righty. Well, folks, Kyle and I will be back after the top of the hour news. I'm going to let this music go a little bit here because we're getting ready to hit the top of the hour news. But this portion of the program brought to you by the truck stops, the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops. Make sure you check them out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.